May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Amen. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. I don't remember the imposition of ashes at the church where I grew up. If they did it, it was not something that my family participated in. But I suspect that our parish was simply very liturgically low church. Some called it snake belly low. They just didn't find the ashes necessary to the beginning of a Lenten observance. And indeed, the ashes are optional. It says in the rubrics of the Book of Common Prayer, if ashes are to be imposed. So my first experience with ashes was not until college. And then it was deeply, deeply meaningful. For those whose Lenten discipline has traditionally begun with this now familiar, gritty pressure of ash on their forehead, with that feeling of the solemn solidarity with others who mirror that mark of the cross as you see them throughout the day. As this reminder that we share the mortality and the need for repentance that ashes represent. For those of us whose embodied nature needs that visceral evidence of the annual journey on which we embark, the lack of ashes this year is just one more loss in this seemingly endless season of losses. We're coming up on a year since we entered this COVID wilderness. And while, thanks to the vaccine, we can see the border, we can see the exit sign above the gate to the wilderness, but we are still here in this slog for the time being. But while we face, yes, a second Lenten season marked by COVID, this one still may feel different from the last. Last year, there was this feeling of panic, urgency, and fear of what we didn't know. This year, we're tired, we're sad, and we're kind of done with it. And to top it all off, we have no in-person worship and no ashes on Ash Wednesday. This is a fasting from the ashes. And it's where we are now. The empty space on our forehead paradoxically reminds us more than ever that this year we feel more fragile, more flawed, more mortal, and more in need of grace than we have in a long, long time. As Bishop Nicely said just a few days ago, this may just be the lentiest Lent ever lented. We are where we need to be, but that's not necessarily comforting. How will we make meaning from this empty space on our foreheads? Perhaps as we let it symbolize the gaps and the losses of the past year, perhaps we can begin to understand that our identity as creatures of God lies in how we let go, how we negotiate the emptied spaces of our lives, learning that instead of rushing to fill them, we may do better to sit with them long enough to let them teach us. After all, that's the meaning of a discipline. We can let this wilderness teach us this Lent through the spiritual practices of self-denial, prayer, scripture reading, and repentance. And as we deepen our practice each day during this season, we can begin to peel away layer after layer of ego, the need to control, self-delusion, and fear that have strangely and falsely comforted us. But they've actually shielded us from the empty spaces in our lives, shielded us from our vulnerability and our nakedness before God. But if we find ourselves in this place of vulnerability and nakedness, then we will find our true identity as both finitely mortal and infinitely precious as creatures of God who were loved into being from the dust of creation itself. The journey on which we embark this Lent is not an easy one, and it isn't supposed to be. It is humbling. And it's often lonely because each of us has different kinds of empty spaces that confront us, different ways in which we have been wounded and have wounded others as well. But as we do the holy work of a holy Lent, individually and in community, we will discover that we share a basic bond of our common humanity. And that bond is that to be human is to know loss. It is to know empty spaces. But it is also to know love. We are not ever alone on this journey. We are called to do the holy work of a holy Lent. And it will not be perfect. The point of doing Lent is not to succeed at it, but to persevere faithfully, to let those empty spaces teach us what they will. And as we do this, we may just discover that the ashes that we have missed on our foreheads this day have actually been sustaining us all along, as the very ground beneath our feet as we walk the way of the cross with Jesus. So let us make a beginning together. Amen.